This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Silverton, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way it works. If you're part of the solution, everything's good. Really. All right, let's get to it. I mean, I got a bunch of crazy stories to talk about. Mark Moiser is going to join me. He's the candidate for California Senate seat. And you really have to, again, the red wave thing that everybody's talking about. And I'm also sure it's going to be a red tidal wave. Red wave, yes. Tidal wave, no. And I think part of it is the way people vote these days. We're looking at California. The return of ballots in California is almost non-existent when you think about the state, the size of the state, and how many people we have. Somebody's going to have to work hard, you know, to get people out to vote. I don't, maybe they don't think they need to. I don't know. So we were just talking about Twitter just a little while ago. Elon Musk, he's supposed to close the deal, I think, this Friday. He has told people, some of you are going to be looking for a job. Now, I know the hardcore libs, you know, the bleeding heart liberals, they're going to sit there and say, oh my God, how can you let these people go? They have families to feed. That's the whole thing behind capitalism. We, you know, you have people making investments, people that haven't taken paychecks in a while, people that have put up a lot of money for this. Right? And these Twitter workers, they're almost hilarious. Again, this is that entitled group of people that you parents, and you know which parents I'm talking about, because some of you are ashamed and hiding now. You raise these entitled group of kids who feel like with absolutely no business experience, matter of fact, with no experience really in the real world, are going to tell you how to live in the real world. I've always found that so amusing. Haven't you? So Elon's coming in to clean house and they don't like it. They're afraid that some of them sit around talking about how bad conservatives are all day, are going to lose their jobs. The employees put together a letter. They oppose Musk's plan to let go of 75%, you know, of the employees. The employees also said that they believe the public conversation is in jeopardy if he takes over. Well, right. You know why? It's your kind of jeopardy, yeah, because somebody now will see both sides of the issue. Right? Nation of Victims offer Vivek Ramaswamy. He responded to the letter on American Newsroom Wednesday morning. He says, there's been a lot of success in the last 10 years, but that success has bred entitlement. He's all right. Entitlement breeds laziness. And now victimhood fits laziness like a glove. Critics like him warned, or they've been blasted, the letter of the employees for making demands to the future owner of the company. Many have labeled the staff as entitled. Gee, I wonder why. Right? Because they're laying out their expectations of the company, how the company should run. Hey, it's real simple, you workers. Just buy out Musk. Ain't that hard? You got enough of you, right? I mean, they got hundreds of thousands of employees. Do it now, quick, before you're fired. The letter connected Musk's plan to fire a portion of employees with the ability to serve public conversation. Called the Tesla founder's plan reckless. You're just reckless. Because we have to make sure those conservatives don't get a foothold. I don't think it's public conversation that's in jeopardy. Right? I think it's workers. Their jobs are in jeopardy. That's according to Ramaswamy. With the takeover expected to close this week, media outlets reporters have expressed concerns over how Musk's purchase could affect the political landscape of the 22 midterms. You know how it's going to affect it? You'll actually be able to get a message out. You'll actually be able to put your information out. Really? Now, NBC News reporter Ben Collins outlined how the takeover could impact the midterms. He says Musk's plan for Twitter is a suicide bomb. Unreal. He said, Ben Collins, I don't know what his book looked like in the short term. Abandonment of traditional moderation policies, stuff like Pizzagate pushed by bots and liars will be protected. Disinfo campaigns will top trending topics and drive news cycles. So people are stupid, I guess, is what he's saying. Come on, think about that. People are stupid. And then he goes on to say, authoritarian governments will have a field day under this. Authoritarian governments will have a field day under what you're doing now. They're dictating what can be said, what can go out, what you're allowed to put out there, what you're allowed to allow to take root. They're calling you out now. Nothing changes. Seriously. But as long as you're enjoying what they're rolling out, I guess that's okay. Just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Don't leave your host. Yeah, no kidding. You need some music to keep going, keep pumping, keep your heart rolling. And yeah, some of you have been watching some of these debates. You now know why some of these opponents won't show up to debate. Because they got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anyway, talking about how Twitter employees, they sent a letter to Elon Musk telling him how he was going to run the country and company, how he was going to, you know, treat them. I'm like, wow, wait a minute. You've got a job that's hanging on by a thread. You can tell me what to do? Critics said that they'd like Ramaswamy, we were talking about him earlier. He thinks the employees are basically being bullied, that their demands should be met. First of all, he doesn't even own the company yet. Not much he's going to do there, right? The letter connected Musk's plan to fire a portion of employees with the ability to serve public conversation. And the employees called it reckless. Just amazing. I mean, they sit there thinking, you know, I'm reading on. They think that they have a right to tell upper brass what to do. Or they just won't work there. Well, I got news for you. Have you seen the unemployment rate? Nobody cares. They'll bring somebody else in. So these media outlets aren't saying much, but you've seen some of the stuff bouncing around Twitter, which some of it's hilarious, right? Although some media personalities have criticized the takeover, others are excited for the tech giant's potential under Musk. You know, automating humanity, he said, author of participating in Netflix's documentary, Joe Toscano. He says, well, whether you agree with it, you agree with what he's done over the last few months or not, it's questionably that Joe Toscano spoke that he has already improved the transparency on the platform simply by jerking the board and investors around, requiring them to disclose things that they never wanted to disclose. And some people find that emotionally draining. I don't. Right? This is a freedom of speech scenario. Any way you put it. I know it's a private company. You can't really. But my point is you can't dictate the message you want out there and then try to call yourself, you know, a place where information, where they can get the information they need to vote, because it wouldn't be true. Now, I joke about it and say, you know, you really can't trust the American public to deal with this, you know, in a proper fashion, if you give them the information. A lot of them tend not to be readers. They kind of watch what comes across their phone. They watch what the party's telling them to do. That's the stuff that's just crazy, right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I like the fact that they think it's going to create a place for disinformation. Who's been putting disinformation out? Really, when you think about Musk takeover, according to some people in Silicon Valley, they say that there won't be a safer place for free speech and issues to fix things. Right, they go on to say that you know, in Silicon Valley, this is a mantra. These people actually believe they have a right to dictate how the company operates. How they're going to force it to operate, if you would. Because isn't that what they're doing? They're forcing it to operate a certain way based on what they believe to be truth. And don't let them do that. Don't ever let them do that. They don't have a right to. Take them to court. You can always find somebody in court to deal with this. Anyway, when you read some of the comments they make, it's just amazing how much other people hate them. So I was made fun of a little while ago for the way I talk about them. I mean, this guy got a boatload of grants. I always joke that a percentage of his money should come back to the American people, but I don't want him to go into Joey B's coffers. That's for sure. God, this never stops. I never did get you guys' response to Joey B calling black people fat. Now, ultimately, let's just be frank about it. He doesn't say black folks are fat. He's complaining about them, you know, widening or not widening the seats on an airline. And we know that people are large. They've always been large. And he just goes out of line like that. Why don't he just come right out and say it? This is wrong. Shouldn't be talking like this. You shouldn't be not serving them because of this. Deal with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a poll taken today right after Fetterman's scary performance came out, showed that the Pennsylvania voters, you know, they're catching on. They're catching on to Fetterman. They're reacting to the, you know, the Oz versus Fetterman debate. Was it really a debate or was it a struggle? Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Dr. Oz are locked in a tight race for U.S. Senate, but voters in Pittsburgh told Fox News that one thing was clear. Oz won Tuesday night's debate. They got better public speaking skills, and they all complain about how they're being talked to, right? Oz, a Republican, and Fetterman, a Democrat, addressed a wide range of issues during their one and only debate. He couldn't debate, that's why. I'm not trying to be mean, just trying to be real about it. Right? So I'm wondering if Oz can still pull it off. I mean, the numbers close pretty quick, which means people are paying attention. But do you guys think, especially in the chat room, you think he'll get a sympathy vote? People feeling bad for the guy? Because we're not into who can do the job anymore. And there's so many other variables. How they look, how they talk, what they want to do. And I'm hearing about pretty much how he came out on top, but we'll see. But really. So we'll see what happens with these two. The polls are closing. I don't believe polls. You guys already know that based on the last election. Actually, the last few elections. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. I got windows popping and freezing everywhere. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukrainian troops at the front line said on Wednesday they were expecting a bigger fight for the southern Kherson region, which Russia now appeared to be reinforcing after days in which it seemed possible that Moscow might withdraw. Three men accused of aiding a 2020 plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were found guilty on Wednesday of taking part in a conspiracy that prosecutors ascribed to hostility over restrictions she imposed during the COVID-19 pandemic. A jury found Joseph Morrison, 28, his father-in-law Pete Musico, 44, and Paul Beller, 23, guilty of gang membership, firearms violations, and providing material support for terrorism. And an Iowa woman claims her father was one of the country's most prolific serial killers. Lucy Studi told authorities that the late Donald Dean Studi killed as many as 70 women over several decades, mostly prostitutes and runaways, and buried them on his rural property. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me on the Joe Messina Show. Right here on the Genesis Communication Network. Appreciate the time that you spend with us. So you've been texting, tweeting, sending me messages. Always appreciate it. Really do. All right. Now, I don't know how I'm going to do all these, but we're going to do some of them. Pittsburgh voters, are supporting Fetterman to a degree. Despite his poor debate performance, I don't think half these people even saw it. I really don't. Let's see what this person has to say. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Yeah, I always love when they might start or don't start. There we go. Who won the debate?
Really? In my opinion, Oz won.
I think Oz won for sure.
I think Dr. Oz won. But Fetterman looked a little scary, sick. But I still like him as a candidate.
I think Fetterman did a good thing. He there are things he needs to work on when it comes to debating-wise. He didn't do very well debating-wise on certain topics. But I'm voting for him not only because he's a Democrat. It's because he's going to...
See? There it is. Ding, 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 ding. Why there's a problem. I'm only voting because he's a Democrat. Right? That ain't no reason to vote. You don't vote for somebody because of their party preference, strictly. We got some pretty bad Republicans, too. McConnell comes to mind. I don't know why, he just does. Here, let's listen some more. You're just joining. These are people from Pittsburgh, or from Philly, I should say, that are going to vote for Fetterman, even though he did a terrible job. Even though he couldn't answer the questions, he's had a stroke. Look, I feel bad he's had a stroke. You don't cut him slack in the position he's going to be in. They have to debate up there every day, every minute of every day. He's got to use closed captionings and other things. Seriously.
Keep abortion alive.
Clearly, Fetterman Oz displayed a lot more public speaking skills, spoke more clear, better, articulated well.
His lines, his answers were more direct. I like the answers that he gave as opposed to Fetterman's answers. But my honest opinion, I think Pennsylvania is in a bad spot because I don't think either senator is really good for the state.
He answered his questions like more better than Fetterman. And he didn't take no personal attacks at Fetterman either, though, and he could have. But I think Fetterman's the better candidate, though.
His stand on abortion is why.
His stand on abortion. Yeah, that's right. It's all about one thing. Forget how they're spending money. Forget how they're driving us all to the poorhouse. Forget how we're getting into gas shortages and shortages on the in the supermarkets. Yeah, none of that really matters. Not a big whoop, right? But seriously, you think about this. If you know exactly what's going on. You know, and here's another group of people. You got to hear this stuff. And do the debates really matter?
Well, it may sway people if they hear, you know, good answers to things.
Not for me, though, because I'm not really listening to the charades that's going on TV. I pretty much watch people's record and go by that. So I don't have to watch the debate necessarily.
Well, debates matter. Any debate you have is going to matter. It's just that we're looking for answers. And if they don't answer the right questions and they want to talk about each other, then we're not going to get any information out of them.
I don't think they're truthful. I think it's...
There you go. I like that one. She doesn't think they're truthful. She's right. How are they answering? What were they doing before? How were they answering before? You got to really pay attention. And you got to call them out. You can't let them just get away with it.
It's just a matter of them stating, you know, what people want to hear. And they're not really speaking from the heart, and nobody ever accomplishes what they say they set out to do.
No, because it's just going to be a bunch of grandstanding and posturing. And like I said, I vote along results.
You know, and that's what most of the debates today are. They want to talk about one another. Let's talk about what you want to do, how you want to help the people.
Amen. I keep saying that. You hear these people, they get up there, they're telling you how bad the Republicans are, they're telling you how bad the Democrats are, they're telling you how bad this person is or that person. What are you going to do to change things? That's what I want to know. What are you actually going to do to change things? I don't get it. Well, you do get it, but that's beside the point. So, you know, really, when you want to get down to real conversations and listen to what they're saying, that's the best way to do it. You know, otherwise, yeah, I don't know when we're going to learn this. Look what Obama did. Great orator. Got people in his corner in a heartbeat. And what did he do? Just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kamala Harris was mocked for gushing over y'all school bus. You really can't let her out in public. Teach her how to wave, let her go, let's stop there. Right? Anybody with me on this? She spent all this time. I'll play it for you in a minute. She's been mocked online for her comments about the yellow school bus while promoting new electric vehicles for school districts. Now, Harris spoke at the Lumen Field in Seattle with a backdrop of four electric school buses to announce nearly $1 billion being awarded to school districts to replace older buses with electric buses. She, during her speech, she kind of commented, she went back to the old days of the yellow school bus. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus? How many of us went to school on a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you went to school on a yellow school bus? Who writes her speeches? My God, I'll do it for half the price. It's part of our experience growing up. It's part of a nostalgia. A memory of excitement, a joy of going to school to be with your favorite teacher, to be with your best friends, and to learn. That yellow school bus is what takes you there. God. I mean, seriously, Democrats have been hiding Kamala, but she just doesn't know how to have a press conference. I mean, the cackling alone will make you nuts. Don't you think? All right, here, listen to this. let's see if I can have you listen to this. It's just amazing to me. Come on, Camilla, speak.
Your leadership, Mayor, thank you for the warm welcome. So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up. It's part of, you know, a nostalgia and a memory of.
I mean, come on. Really? We're seeing. Okay. You know, that's just amazing. After hearing this, you got to change your mind about Fetterman, right? CNN contributor Mary Catherine Hamm also joked, please sing Wheels on the Bus. Please sing Wheels on the Bus. Selena Meyer, the Federalist author, Eddie Scary tweeted, referencing Julia Louise Dreyfus, her character on HBO. My kind of reminds her of the VP. A Philadelphia radio host, Rich Zoll, wrote in Turtle Monologue, don't make the joke, don't make the joke. Republican activist Matthew Foldy, he said, find yourself someone who loves you as much as Kamala Harris loves Venn diagrams and the yellow bus now. I mean, if she was talking about electric equipment, she could have gone in so many other areas with this. Right? And she could have made a case for these things. She could have. I don't know how many people would have bought it, but she could have made a case for these. For these buses and such. Just amazing. All right. This is why early voting is so dangerous. Really simple. Sometimes information doesn't come out, right? Until the crap's already hit the fan. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Meadow Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Meadow Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come on, here we go, right? Double T, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855 732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you are involved and engaged. Really. All right. Talking about early voting before we went to break. I hate early voting. I think it's the worst thing we can do. Because a lot of times stuff doesn't come out of the candidates until later on in the election as we're moving forward, right? And you look at this stuff. And somebody has to start paying attention to it. I mean, the early voting search, there were 600,000 mail-in ballots cast in Pennsylvania. And this was before Fetterman finally debated. Now, I told you I was worried about the sympathy voting. There's nobody who can look at that last night and tell me that that guy did a good job in any way, shape, manner, or form. Impossible. And, you know, again, unless your brain cells are stuck, we have to start calling these things out. If he was a Republican and the Dems saw that, they would have a field day with it. And you know that's true. Right? Seriously. Just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Well, I know that's tough to do, but try harder. And these people, and again, when you have early voting, and something goes wrong, something goes sideways. We had in my area, we had a sitting school board member who knew they were buying a house somewhere else, who knew they were moving out of the area, pulled papers, and waited until after the date where they could not get. These are the kind of games these people play. Where they could not get that person's name off the ballot. Or out of the ballot book. So, this is not uncommon. It's not uncommon for somebody to have to move or going to move shortly after an election. Something comes up with the family. It didn't work that way. If you look at the number, you look at what was going on, this was well planned, well thought out. Because the mindset is if that person who moved wins the election. Now remember, we have voted in California and other places. We have voted for dead people, for dogs, for kids. Somebody put in a kid's name. We've seen it happen a dozen times. People, you need to pay attention to what's going on. But the strategy, and is nothing is by chance when it comes to this kind of stuff. The strategy here is real simple. If they can get that person elected. The one who's already moved and said, you know, they can't run anymore. If they can get that person elected, then the board, when this all settles, the dust settles, they get to a point. That board tends to be extremely left-leaning socialist. So they're hoping that all their people get back in, back on, and that what'll happen is they'll be able to appoint another left-leaning socialist. Right? This is planned. You guys, you don't have to believe. I don't really care. I can tell you it's true. I've seen it happen on more than one occasion. I know how some of these politicos operate. Remember, I got probably 15 years under my belt, plus, of some of this political tomfoolery, watching it go on around me. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way to get anything done. It's really the only way to get anything done. And engage in the local politics. Really that simple. Just engage in the local politics. All right. Newsweek was roasted again. These things will do anything they can to protect their own. They will lie, cheat, steal. I mean, I don't even... Can you call it lying? I mean, this they take, the Biden especially, but others, they take this to a whole new level. Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. They take this lying stuff that's going on to a whole new level. Newsweek was roasted after publishing a fact check denying existence of Antifa groups. That's right. Newsweek said they didn't exist. Newsweek, with all the flags that we saw and the fires that were started, the whole nine, they don't exist. Twitter users, you know, again, Twitter users were after them. This is what would be stopped, or eventually be stopped, if Musk wasn't taken over. Right? An episode of The View posted Monday featured Cruz debating The View's hosts of the existence of left-wing political violence. Cruz called out the Antifa riots. Whoopi Goldberg replied, I don't know what an Antifa riot is. Yes, she does. This is the problem when you only watch Monday. I mean, some of us that are in this business, we watch, go to, listen, read different viewpoints, different stories. As much as it's painful, we do it anyway. So while the piece acknowledged over 1,000 businesses were damaged in Minneapolis, and there were reports of fires after Floyd protesters in places such as Washington, D.C., St. Louis, Seattle, and so many others, they still took issues with the senator's words. Many businesses were damaged and destroyed as a result of arson, Cruz's characterization that cities burned for a year and significantly stretching the truth, even if taken figuratively. How is it stretching the truth? Now, if they want to play that game, no city burned for a year. Well, no kidding. Most of us with two brain cells knew exactly what he was talking about. Right? Peace objected that while there were buildings damaged by fire, it did not carry on throughout the year. It followed by warning that while some protests lasted throughout the year, or protests, not all were characterized as arson. No, duh, really? There were fires going on in pretty much every major city all year long. And maybe not 365 days, or maybe it was 250 days. But every time you turned on the TV in a major city, you saw a police car being smashed, a police station being smashed, them trying to break into a court, ruining federal property, which means your tax dollars or my tax dollars went to fixing those when the local police would take... You know what? I don't know. I would take a hard-nosed look at this. And I would say, look, City of Joe, you didn't deploy your police. You didn't do what you could do to protect the buildings and the people. The money's coming out of your coffers, not ours. The rest of the country is not paying for what you're doing there. I would localize it to the state and make the state pay for the damages. Now, protests did continue through Portland throughout for nearly a year, according to media reports. Now, they weren't arson protests. No, I mean, just because something was set on fire doesn't necessarily mean it's arson. God. After initially saying that Antifa is not a formalized group or association in the piece written, the fact check added that the labeling the protesters as Antifa riots is misleading. There's no organization or group known as such. However, Newsweek reported on Antifa groups and Antifa cells in past publications. So let me see. Newsweek is either lying. Newsweek might have early onset Alzheimer's, right? Or really seriously, they're that dishonest and deceitful. In 2021, Newsweek spoke with members of three different Antifa chapters. How do you talk to an Antifa chapter, or how do you find an Antifa chapter if it doesn't exist? They specifically called out chapters in Atlanta, Georgia, Corvallis, Oregon, and one in Portland. Right? No, really, think about it. So they're telling you that they actually spoke to people from the organization. They actually know what the organizations are, but yet they don't exist. I mean, how much dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense? Newsweek writer Tom Norton and Newsweek's fact check team claimed that there was no organization or group known as Antifa. It couldn't go without being made fun of. Manhattan Institute senior fellow Chris Rufo, he popularized the national concern over critical race theory, slammed Newsweek in a tweet. Right? I mean, these people are a pandemic of lies in and of themselves. Newsweek claims that Antifa didn't burn down cities in 2020. Why? Because all cities burned down. God bless. Can you just... Joe Mancini, host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously. Hang out. Don't go far. We're going to hear about the California Senate race and its real chances of California taking back the seat. Or taking it back. Finally getting it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.